Before we get to talking about this game tonight, Coach, I'll look back at last week. The game at Grundy on Tuesday night, a week ago tonight, it was pretty competitive. Fairly high scoring back and forth, 69-57. You lost that one by 12 to the Panthers. Was it as close, closer than the final score might indicate? What was the ebb and flow of that game like?
Well, the ebb and flow went like this. I thought Grundy did a really good job early in the game. Their starting five came out and got after us real quick, had a lot of transition points. And so we had a hard time in the first half just trying to slow the pace a bit and trying to get points on the board. And so we went into halftime with a decent deficit, and we had to battle back the whole second half. We tried to apply some pressure to see if we can get some points that way. And we had some guys step up in the third quarter. We had a nice big third quarter and hit a bunch of shots, hit some perimeter shots as well as get to the free throw line. So that was nice. And Coach Wells did a good job of using his bench in the second half and getting some guys on the floor. And we decided, we weren't overly blessed with a lot of guys that night. We had missing some guys. So we had some guys run out of eligibility as far as some freshman type thing. So we just kept going with what we had, and we made it a ball game there close at the end. So I'd say Grundy came out and did their job right away and built their lead, and we tried to claw back into it and kind of made it interesting there towards the end.
With a young basketball team, Coach, and we talked about that for the last 2 months, that it's going to be a youthful team. They're going to have ups and downs, certainly. But is the biggest thing that you're starting to see from this team this year, are the pieces starting to come into place where you look at the team, come 10 months from now or maybe 2 years down the road from now, and you can kind of see what the Hawks are going to be when these guys mature a little bit?
Absolutely. The young class guys that we have, our freshman class, they're a smart and aggressive young bunch of guys. Brody Langfitt's an excellent scorer and defender for us. He's going to be a key figure for us in the next couple years, and he's got a couple classmates in Caden Locker and Peyton Taggart that'll go right along with him, as well as Kyler Preston. Those guys are intelligent young men, and I think they're going to love to get after it and play some good basketball here in the next year. And we've got a couple upperclassmen in Cameron Gregg and Jory Stotts that really complement those guys well. They play well together. They look like they have fun playing basketball. And so I think over the next couple years, those guys are going to just develop a better chemistry and get to understand what each other's strengths are, and it'll feed off of each other, and I think we'll have a good core.
Yeah, Cameron and Jory, they're not seniors, right?
No, Cameron is a sophomore and Jory is a junior, so we'll have him back next year.
So, as far as those guys, because you and I have had the conversation before, too, I almost feel like that the biggest jump in maturity, and it's just kind of young, it's boys growing up into young men, but to me, especially if you have experience at the varsity level, it's when you go from a 10th grade to 11th grade, in the case of Jory moving from 11th grade to 12th grade, but you kind of get bigger and stronger, you get more confident, and you turn into different guys by the time you get around next winter at this time.
Well, and I sure hope that plays out that way for these guys, because we're not blessed with any amount of size or height right now, and we've got a little bit of speed. We've just got to develop a little more grit and maybe put a little more meat on our bones, and hopefully a couple of these guys will go through a growth spurt here pretty quick and develop into a nice size group here. So it'll be fun to see them develop and grow as a team.
Yeah, if you see Coach Clark buying the boys extra for lunch, you'll know why.
Yeah, we'll look to see, make sure they're well fed for the next couple of years.
A competitive game last Tuesday, Coach. The game on Friday, not as much. That was a struggle on your home floor against East Harrison. An East Harrison team that's up and down with their shooting, but if they're up, they're tough to deal with, and it sounds like they played well on Friday.
They did. The first time we played them, they didn't have a good first half. They didn't shoot real well, and it was a different story this time around. We didn't come out very energetic. I didn't feel like we were making a lot of so-called freshman mistakes, and East Harrison shot the ball well, and they fed their posts well. They had a great first quarter, and from that point on, it was just us trying to claw back into it, and we never could get going. Brody for us usually puts in almost 20 points a night, and he only had 12 that night, and so that kind of just was the story for us that night. Everybody struggled shooting. Whether it was distractions from homecoming week or we just weren't ready to play, we had a combination of it maybe. But East Harrison definitely came to play, and they proved that they were being able to put points on the board that night.
We know what Winston's bid with Coach Lewis the last 5-6 years. They are deservedly the number one seed in a pretty balanced tournament this week. Got to deal with Redbirds at 5:15 today, Coach. First time you played them, very similar score to the game Friday night against East Harrison. You lost to Winston there on the 20th of December, 71-30. What are the things against the Redbirds that you feel like will be important if you want to cut down that deficit tonight?
Well, we've got to do a good job of having a little bit of ball control. Winston's one of those teams that if you make mistakes, they're going to take advantage of them, and they're going to score points in a hurry getting up and down the floor. Their defense is active. They anticipate extremely well, and they're aggressive. And so we've got to be strong on offense and work it a little bit and take a good quality shot and do our best to, you know, turn it into a second chance shot if we miss. And then, you know, we're just going to have to make sure we play some good, solid defense at the other end. They do a really good job of moving the ball around and making that defense get overextended at times, and then they'll either beat you with a perimeter shot or they'll dribble, penetrate, and dish. And so and that's why they're the number one seed in our conference tournament. They're just a really good ball club, and they know how to move the basketball and use their kids in a way that gets everybody a chance to put points on the board.
The head coach of the Gilman City Hawks in Adam Clark. The Gilman City boys are in a bracketed side of the tournament. Win tonight, they'd play Grundy Thursday at 5:15. A loss, they'd play Wednesday at 6:15 against East Harrison. Start playing these teams multiple times when you get into these tournaments, certainly at this time of year. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with the tournament this week.
We appreciate it, Tom.